You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, first, I mean, it's been a little while since we've talked, and I will say maybe that's all the A's needed, was a little break from you and me chatting about them, because I feel like it's a different team since you and I talked last maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're kind of, I mean, they seem to be clicking on all cylinders. If you take away, you know, they were swept by the Royals, so they had won 5 in a row. They go home. You know, they're looking to finally play well in front of their fans at home, which they haven't done a lot this season. And they're swept by, you know, the team that they obviously, you know, had some history with prior this year. And I think more than anything, it was just them running into good pitching. I mean, you saw them come back, you know, last night and score 7 runs against the Rockies. And granted, the Rockies pitching staff hasn't had the best year. But I think for them, it was just a good way to kind of bounce back quickly and rebound from a tough series. Because we did see, you know, a lot of close games, another 1-run loss, and, you know, things that we've seen before. But really, when you look at it, I mean, the Royals are, you know, one of the best teams in baseball, obviously, and the A's played well. You know, their defense kind of hurt them at times. But all in all, I mean, it wasn't a bad series. And, you know, they came back and put together the type of game last night that we had seen the previous week, you know, against the Rangers and during that 5-game winning streak. So I think they're feeling a little bit more confident about, you know, what they have. And I think a lot of that has to do with the bullpen's recent improvement. The defense has been looking better. And, you know, the starting staff, of course, is always going to keep them in game. So I think just from the standpoint of knowing, you know, hey, we have a good team, you know, we are clicking on all facets right now, you can just kind of sense a different feeling in there, and you're seeing it on the field too.
I was going to ask you, you know, I don't see every game, and I don't even read every single box score, but has the defense been a little better, or is it still much the same as we were seeing the first couple months?
You know, it's been better. I think if you look at the numbers and you know, you might see, you're still seeing that, you know, error per game, and some have hurt them, some haven't, but you're not seeing, you know, the same, just, I mean, before it was a lot of sloppy play, and I think they're looking cleaner on defense. Marcus Semien in particular, even though he does have, I think he made his 24th error last night. You know, he's looked a lot better. His throws are better. You know, he's always had a ton of range, so he's going to get to more balls than maybe other shortstops, and I think that's where a lot of those errors come into play, you know, because he is getting to those, and then maybe he's rushing a throw every once in a while. But, you know, just in the way he's turning double plays, just looking a lot more smooth out there, I think he's gaining confidence from that because, I mean, that could wear on you, you know, when you know that, you know, day in and day out, you know, you're the one that's kind of not letting the team down, but, you know, maybe making a play that comes back to haunt the team. I think, you know, that was maybe getting to him a little bit, and I don't think you really sense that anymore, and you're just seeing, you know, a better all-around confident shortstop out there, and, you know, him in particular, seeing his improvement after working with Ron Washington, I think it, you know, really has made a difference.
You know, when this team was really going bad, and that was for a long stretch at the beginning, we kind of turned our attention to, well, you know, what does the rest of the year hold, and who might be moved, and what sorts of things might we expect toward the end of July? Well, here we are at the end of June, and man, was there a juicy rumor this morning, and I mean, kind of a frightening one, I would think, for Oakland A's fans. What can you tell us about any Sonny Gray rumors?
I think a lot of that goes back to social media and just how crazy the Twitter world can be. I believe it was, you know, whether it was a fake account or just a false rumor, there was something out there that Sonny Gray had been traded to the Dodgers, and of course, you know, fans everywhere are freaking out, and rightfully so. But it's completely false, and he's just been scratched tonight because he's got flu-like symptoms. You know, there's no I'm not sure when he will start again. I'm assuming in the next few days once he feels better, but he's still an athletic. He is just not pitching tonight. I know A's fans have had to endure a lot of shocking moments over the last few months, but this one was not true.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that, you know, it's funny because true or not true really doesn't change your life, right? As the beat writer, you got to jump, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I was out for a run and walking back home, and you know, I'm getting all these emails asking what's going on, and I'm thinking, what's going on, you know? And so on my way back, I'm making calls, and you know, I don't have my computer in front of me, but I'm doing what I can, and you know, luckily came to find out that Sonny's just sick, not, you know, badly sick, but just got a touch of the flu, so they're gonna push him back a couple days.
Thank God for social media. More nonsense in our lives. Jane, what about this team now as we head toward that critical time of year? You played a lot better, you know, and certainly you're starting to look a lot more like the team I think Billy Beane figured he had put together. Offense is clicking a little bit, pitching very good. And though the Astros have had this storybook season at this point, nobody else in the division really taken off and playing that well. So what do you think that means for Oakland fans, for Billy Beane, as we head into the month of July? Will they be, you know, they'd be looking to make moves and try and surge in this division in the second half? Are they still going to fill it out for a couple of weeks? What would you guess?
I think they're kind of in wait-and-see mode. I mean, there is a lot of parity in the division. And, you know, no one's running away with it. I mean, as good as the Astros have been, you know, there's still time for any team to catch them. And, you know, you could say, well, if the A's traded a Zobrist or a Clippert or a Kazmir right now, they could get maybe more in return because the other team is getting an extra month of that player before the trade deadline. But I think, you know, the way the A's have been playing, you know, you look at their starting staff, it's one of the best in baseball, and it's really keeping them in every game. So to have that type of staff and then to see the offense kind of clicking right now, you know, they're looking really good, much better than before, obviously. So I think they're kind of thinking, well, maybe let's see how this plays out, give it a couple more weeks, and then, you know, at the trade deadline, that's when we can decide, do we need to, you know, go a different route and maybe get something back for one of these guys that we know, you know, we can't retain after this season. And, you know, so I think before it might have been a foregone conclusion that they were going to do this. And now, you know, the way the division is and things are just different, too, with an extra, you know, postseason spot with that second wild card. I mean, teams think a little differently. Maybe if that second spot still doesn't exist, you know, maybe the A's act sooner, but because, you know, there is that extra spot, you know, to play in the postseason, I think that has a lot to do with it. And, you know, we've seen the A's before. I mean, in 2012, they were 13 back at the end of June, and they won the division that year. So, you know, a lot of things go into it. So I think for now, I wouldn't foresee them making the move anytime soon. But, you know, it really depends on how things go for them these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's no doubt a bit of a precedence for this team in this sort of a spot in years past. Last thing for you, as we wrap up, how's Pat Benedetti? What's going on with his arms? Might we see him back soon?
He just started a throwing program this weekend. Yesterday he played catch with both arms out to about 75 feet. So he'll progress, you know, playing catch and then hopefully get on the mound soon. And because he hasn't been out too long, I don't think the team thinks, you know, he'll need to throw too many bullpens before maybe, you know, making one or two rehab appearances and returning. So we're probably looking at, you know, a couple of weeks at least before he's back. But the fact that he is progressing at such a, you know, steady pace is encouraging. I think he was a little more concerned at the onset of the injury that maybe it was a little more serious. But, you know, he felt nothing when throwing yesterday. He was completely pain-free. So I think, you know, very good news for him because obviously, you know, everyone wants to see him back.
Yep, yep. One of the fun stories in baseball, as suddenly are the Oakland A's. They've kind of figured things out, got their legs underneath them. All right, Jane, that was good. That was fun. Maybe we can have another kind of upbeat, fun conversation about this team again in another week.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, there she goes. That's Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.